You're holding Daf Kuf Chavov Omer Aleph. In the middle of the Shiloh, the last Gemara said that the Sof Rabbi Yosef is the one to hold that Tumah Tumuna Eina Bekas. If you have a mace that's Tumuna, that's covered up, so therefore the Tumah does not shoot up. So Gemara said, Minotem, how do we know this? That's Rabbi Yosef Shita. So you brought a proof. The Gemara says, Minotem, how do we know this? The Tanan wrote like this, the Mishnah Oilis. It says like this. Tevas Hamigdol. Tevas, you have a box or a drawer, Hamigdol, that's in a tower, Sheyesh Po Poseach Tefach. That inside the drawer, like it's a Poseach Tefach, there's a Tefach of space between where the Kezias of Mace is and the cover of it. So therefore, but the hole, like where it goes, where you can open it up from, in that small hole there, it's not the size of a tefach. So therefore, the tumah doesn't come out, but rather stays inside. So it's like this. Tumah b'toicha, if you have the kezias of a mace inside this drawer that's inside a migdol, and it's inside the house, sabayis tumi. The house becomes tumi. We'll soon see why. But tumah b'bayis, let's say the kezias of a mace is inside the house, and this drawer is also inside the house, then we say, mashra b'toicha tor, what's inside the drawer remains tor. Because really there's a tefach on top of it, so that's a good mechitza, that stops the tumah from coming in. So the question is, and why in the ratio when the mace is inside the drawer, the size of the mace, why is it tumah? So it says the Mishnah Mefesh, derech tumah lo tzeis. Because eventually you're going to take it out of the drawer. So you're going to have to open up the drawer, and then the tumah will go upwards. Then, but the yain derech tumah likonis. But who says you'll ever open up the drawer when the mace is inside the house, that the tumah should go inside the drawer? So therefore, it's inside the drawer is tall. But if the gezias of the mace is inside the drawer, then the rest of the house is tamei, because eventually you can open up that drawer. For Rabbi Yosi, Mitav Yosi says, no, Rabbi Yosi holds at all times the house is tall. First of all, who says you'll take it out, the gezias, at one time? Maybe you'll take out a chatzi gezias at a time. And that doesn't have a tumas oil. Or lesar for b'mkayim, it's possible to burn the gezias of the mace in its place. It doesn't have to come out of the drawer, therefore the tumah does not come out. Telling what it says, the Ketani said, learned in the Sefer, Hamida bePesach. Let's say you took this drawer and you put it at the entrance of the door of the house. Opischa lachutz. And the opening of the drawer is like towards outside. So then we say like this, tumah b'toicha, if the mace is inside the drawer, so the bias is tor. Because here the piskoi is lachutz, even if you take it outside, you take it out outside, and you take it out outside, not inside. Tumah b'bayis, let's say there's tumah in the house, then mashah b'teichet tor, what's inside the drawer remains tor for the same sfora, the tumah sameh doesn't have to go inside it. Now, b'tanya lo, learned upon this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosi mitayir. Rabbi Yosi says it's tor, the house still remains tor. The question is a high, yantab rav kuf chavov. Yes, the question is a high, on which case is Rabbi Yosi saying tor? If you want to say it's going on the Sefer, this last case where the drawer is facing outside, so that the Gemara Tanakam Manami Turikom, even Tanakam also says the house remains tall. Because even if you take the size of the mace out of the drawer faces outside, so it goes straight outside, it won't go inside the house. So the house doesn't have to become Tomei, so therefore now for sure it's not Tomei, because the size mace is in the drawer, which is a Pesach Tefach, there's a Tefach of space in between that and the top of it, so it's a mechitz, it stops the tumah. So the question everybody agrees, what is Rabbi Yosi saying, even Tanakama also says it's tor. Ela must be like this, Tekoma Tanakama, tumah b'toicha, habayis tamei, like in the Reisha, it said in the Mishnah, that if this drawer like is inside the house, and this tumah inside the drawer, so it says habayis tamei. And the reason was why, because it's seifa lo tzeis, eventually you take it out of the drawer, and then it'll come out. Now, the Gemara says, why is it tummy there? E mishun the derech tumah lo tzeis, either because it's a derech, that's the way eventually you take this tumah out of the box, it'll come out, and then it'll be metame the house. Ve mishum the tumah tumuna bekas. Another reason could be, let's say the cases where the drawer is not a tefach tol. So then it's like covered up the mace. So since it's covered up and there's not a tefach of space in between, so the tumah shoots up and goes out as metam of the house. Those are two reasons one Tanakama would say it's tummy. And on this, Ukamra Rabbi Yosi says back, no. To Kamra, that you say one svara. that derech tumulotzeis, it's a derech for the tumma to come out. So therefore, since the drawer is, it will be eventually opened up. So we consider the house tummy now. So this is back to that svara. No, the svara could be yachalu loitziyah lechatzoin. It's possible to take it out pieces, half at a time. It won't be the time of the house. Or lesarfa b'mekayim, it's possible to burn the kazayis of mace there in its place without taking it out. So it's not 100%, it'll be tummy. Therefore, this is even right now, it's not the time of the house. Secondly, the karma, that you said, the karma, from the extra case of tumma tumuna, because that even in the case where the drawer is less than a pesach tefach, it's not a tefach high, so then the pshat is the covering on top of the mace means nothing, but just called the covered up mace, that the tumma shoots up. If so, that you said, that's svara, because tumma tumuna, if Yosi says no, if Yosi holds that tumma tumuna, if it's hidden, covered up, ain't no because it doesn't shoot up. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita that holds in a case where the mace is covered up, or before we have a clothing on top of the mace, before the shawl, you have some material you put around the bed. If that's on top of the mace, so it covers up the mace, the tumor doesn't come up. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. So the Mor says, now, is that true? I'll ask you, Varami do Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. I'll throw a stira on Rabbi Yossi himself. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold? In the case we have the mace covered up, the tumma doesn't shoot up. Is that true? I'll throw you a stira. The Tanan learned like this: Ha kelev she'ochal bosa mace, a dog that ate meat of a mace. And now we mace ha kelev. Now the kelev died. So Rashi says, because if the kelev would still be alive, and the kelev walks into a house, pshita, the house would be torn, because that's what we had before. That if the tum is tumuna hablu of a balichayim ainu matama, you have a gezayis of a mace that a dog swallowed up, and the dog's alive, so since inside a balichay, that for sure protects the tumma, does not shoot up. So here the case is what's going to be if the kelev of the dog died. So what's the locha now? So does the tumma come out or not? So it says like this: umeis a kelev umutal al haskufa. It says like on the outside step of the house, and Rashi says b'tzavor lefnim. And the neck of the dog is like inside the house. Like this, Rabbi Meir says, "Im yesh b'tzavor pesach tefach, if the opening of the neck is wider tefach of this dog, so then maybe it's a tumah. Then we consider that kazayis mace that's inside the kelev, as if the kelev is like the oil over it, and since there's a tefach there, it's going to come out through the mouth. So we consider the tumah coming out of the mouth, it goes up into the house, and it's matam everything in the house." Rashi says, "In yesh b'tzavoroi pesach tefach," that means roichev tefach b'tzavoroi. Maybe it's a tumah. Bishum the doif. Now you must have the top wall of the neck. Mayil ala tumah. It's like an oil. It's like covering over the tumah. And roish hashen, the end of the neck, mamshech oil lebayis, brings it into the house. And therefore the tumah now comes out through the piv into the house. Now Rashi picks up the afagav the ein lo oil shechol le tefach. Even though the chura inside the dog itself is not an opening of a tefach, there's not a space to have a tefach, so Rav Meir, the mamshech, still it, mamshech, it brings the tumah through, hoyo v'roch boy tefach, since it's wider tefach, there's the top of the neck of the dog, if it's wider tefach, that's enough to make it pranoil. That's what we're saying now, yesh b'tzavor, b'sech tefach, means it's wider tefach, the neck, so that brings along the tumah into the house. V'yim lav, let's say the neck is not wide at tefach, then ain't it maybe it's a tumah, then it cannot bring. But she says, because the whole shame by roich of tefach, if it's not wide at tefach, that's 4 inches wide, ain't the oil, that's not called an oil, a protector, like an oil. The Kribnam, it learned the Mishnah oilis, tefach at tefach, arem tefach mruba, maybe it's a tumah. Like something to be an oil, like you're covering over the mace, it has to be at least a tefach wide. So here's the top of the neck of this dog, is wide a tefach, that would be like an oil to bring the tum inside, and if not. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Royin mikineged hashkoif. That means we have to see where exactly that kezayif of meat that the dog swallowed is. So let's see. If it's like inside the shkoif, inside the lentil of the door, like it's inside the door, ulifnin, it's from the mashkuf, means under the lentil of the door, inside, then her bias tummy, we consider as if the kazayas of the mace is inside the house, then the bias becomes tummy. Mikneger hashkoch lechut. But if the kezayis of the mace inside the door, that kezayis for me to tell, if we could tell that it's outside the door, then the bias tor. Then the bias remains tor. So Rashi says, the bias tor mehashd with half a minute was that the tzav itself is not wide a tefach. So Yossi says, so it's not an oil, but it depends where the actual mace is. If the mace itself is inside the house, then it's tummy, it shoots up. So it's going to be the question, even though it's covered up. So you see a tumuna, even though it's covered up the mace, still the tumor shoots up. So this is the stira. Before we said in Rabbi Yossi, when the mace is covered up, the tumor does not shoot up. And here we see, even though the dog swallowed this kezias of a mace, still if that kezias is inside the house, and there's no tefach on top, it's not a mail, still we say the house is tumay, because the tumor shoots up. That's the stira in Rabbi Yossi. Here we see, even though the mace is covered up, still the tumor shoots up. Yeah, but if the kezias of the mace is outside the house, then the house remains tall. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Now, Rabbi Lazar says, Piv lipnim, if the mouth of the dog is inside the house, habayis is tor, then the bayis is tor. Because if the mouth of the dog is inside, that means the backside is out of the house. And usually the way it should come out of the dog is through the back. So therefore, we don't look as if it's in the house, it looks as if it's coming out through the back, so it's called the bayis is tor. What's going to be piv lechut? Let's say the mouth of the dog is outside, that means his backside is inside the house, then habayis tomei. Because most probably it would have come out through his legs, through his bottom. That's where it would have come out. That's what Blazer says. We have to see like where the base array, where it comes out of the body, if that part is inside the house, then the bias is tummy. If that side is outside the house, then the bias is tor. Reb Yehuda ben Mesei Reimer, he says no. Reb Yehuda ben Mesei Reimer, ben kach or ben kach, bias tummy. In both cases, we consider the house to be tummy. Rashi says, because even though the piv with the mouth is inside, and the rest of the body is outside, but sometimes the dog may like spit it up, vomit it up, so it's possible it may still come up through the mouth. Therefore, in both places, we consider as if the opening is what brings through the tumor, will be tummy even outside also. Even though the mouth is inside, the bias will still be tummy. That's what we do to say Rasvara. The Gemara says, though, what's this case talking about, though? My love, aren't we talking about here, usually when a dog swallows something, that inside it's not an opening of a tefach. It's not even wide a tefach. And still, Reb Yossi, there's almost such a case. And still, Reb Yossi says what? That if the tumah is inside the house, then the house becomes tummy. The question is why? There's no din oil here. So it must be Ushmamina that tumah tumuna. Even though this mace is covered up by the body of the dog, so what? The boy cast till it shoots up. Yeah. So what's the theory in Rabbi Yossi? Here we see this bakas, and there we see it's not bakas. So Mor says, Omar Rabba says, Royin es chalal hatumo kitoni. They would say now we look the chalal, the opening of this tumor. So Rashi is like this, Omar Rabba, that Rabbi Yossi Rashi says, Lava ain't bit savor tefach koi. Rabbi Yossi is not talking about a case where the neck of the dog is not wide a tefach. Ola chumra to say Rabbi Yossi is being machmir. No, the osma filu tumah v'fnim abayis tor. The tumah, because really Rabbi Yossi holds, if the tumah is covered up, it doesn't go up. Ella rather Rabbi Yossi is talking about yesh bit savor tefach, where the neck itself is wide a tefach. And therefore, he's saying now a svor lekul to be mekel. It's because like this Rashi says, to come a Rabbi Meir Meir says, Oyel hatzaver mamshech hatumah, that if the neck itself is wide a tefach, that's like an oil, it can bring the tumah from outside out into the house. Oyel v'roch b'tefach, since it's wide a tefach, v'yafel pi shein chalol a tefach, even though inside the dog itself there's not a space opening of air of a tefach, that's what Rabbi Meir says. On this, the Kovler Rabbi Yossi basically says back, no, royin et chalol hatumah. Let's see how much air space there is in the neck of the dog. Chalal hatzaver, im yesh b'chalol tefach, if there's also an air space inside the neck of the tefach, then mamshach, that'll be called a good oil. V'yim lav, but if there's not a pasech tefach inside, ain't the manshech, then it won't bring the tum along. Because adarabah, so Rabbi Yosheshito, since it's a tumah tumuna, it's covered up, so that's buried there, like the tumah doesn't come up. Va'aroinis atumah, she says, la'aroinis mokum or shchivas atumah koma, but rather here the chalal is going on. That's what Rabbi says again. Some of Rabbi says roinis chalal hatumah katani. We have to look upon if there's an air space there in the neck of a tefach. For Rabbi Yosi betarati pligib Yosi Yagas in 2 points. Or Kormol and Rabbi Meir says about Rabbi Meir like this. To come with that, that you Rabbi Meir says, Im yesh ki yesh betzavar paser tefach, maybe it's a tumum, you hold as long as the neck is wide a tefach. That's enough to make it into an oil. So even though the mace, like the Gazayas mace, is outside the house, as long as the opening of the mouth is inside the house, the neck is like an oil to bring the tum inside the house. And now Nabi says, me, bosa chalol azlinen. I go bosa chalol, you have to see how much airspace there is inside. It'll only be a good oil if there's an airspace of a tefach inside. Bosa chalol azlinen. And over here, since inside the neck there's no tefach of space, he holds the tum and doesn't come in. Well, the karma that you say, You say, like, if the dog is only on the outside step, still the bias could become tamei. V'yafo pi shein piv min hashkoif lefnim, even though the mouth is not inside, te kochosh v'kol haskupuk lefnim, you count the whole outside stoop as if it's inside the house. V'yaskupa rochba v'shokam echutech v'yadelis, yeah, v'yushkof lefnim, hebek lefnim. So on this subject, says, no, he also knows not that way. So again, the Gershom is comment that the outside stoop is enough. So Rabbi Yosi says, no, mikenegra shkoif lefnim by his tummy. Only if it's inside the house does it become tummy. But mikenegra shkoif lechutz. But if it's outside the mashka, the lentil of the house, then by his Torah. It's not enough for the mace here to be on the outside stoop of the house. The outside stoop, the askufum, that's not called part of the house, that's called outside. So for Rabbi Yosi, like, argues in 2 points, he's mekel both ways. It's only tum tamei if the kelev is inside the house, and also only if there's a pasach tefach. There has to be inside the neck also an airspace of a tefach. Yeah. Another one says, Rav Acha Brei the Rava Masnul Lebed Hilan Klila, like this, that Rabbi Yosi says, Royin es chalal hatuma. We have to see the space inside. If it's per se, if there's an opening of a tefach, then it brings tum. If not, not. Now, Oman Tana the Pola Galei, who taki argues on Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon who? Goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya learned like this. Here. Why the Tanya learned like this? Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosh tumais porshois min ameis. There are 3 type of tumis that come out from a mace. Rashi says, Tumais harbe or Porshus min a mace, could go in Kezayis boss. A lot of different type of tumas come out of a mace. Either you have a Kezayis of the boss, or the Shedra, the backbone, the Gogoylus, the skull, Yeshlechosu, Vuba Tumais, Mortavetzen. She says like this, Shalosh Tumas Porshus min a mace. Shtayim b'chol achas, and there's a lot of them come out, but the Avalach is like this, Shtayim b'chol achas, Ushlishis ain behem. 2 is by all of them, and the 3rd is not. So Rashi says that all of them have 2 tumas shameis, means oy magomas. All these cases, all these tumas that come out from the mace have both tumas magomasa, without oil. Oy maga v'yoyablimasa, or also has magane without masa. Like a lot of them don't have all 3 together. By regular mace, there's almost all 3 tumas. There's maga, mas, and oil. A lot of them, though, only have 2 out of the 3. They don't have all 3. Now, these are the ones. Rashi says, Hagimul HaPorshus Sheha Mishpat Hazeh Noigbo. There are three things that come out from the mace that have this halacha, but only two of them apply, and not all three. What are these three halachas? Mole Tarvod Rekev. If you have a spoonful of Rekev, that's like when the mace starts to disintegrate, and you have the dust inside his coffin. So if you have a spoonful of that dust, the Torah says that's also like Tomei mace to it. Or else the Yetzim Kser, you have the bone of a mace the size of a barley. The Goylel V'Doifik. Or else if you have the Goylel V'Doifik, that's like the coffin itself. The Goylel, I think that's the top of border, top of the mace. And the Doifik are the sides. Sides. Rashi says, Goylel is the Kisa at the top of the coffin. Helyim. Tashnes Nala mace. Doifik Zerdaf and Itamitsida. That's the sides of the mace. So these three things, even though they have Tumas and mace, but they don't have all three halachas. They don't have tumas mago, maser, and oil. So like this. What are the lochis? Mole tarvod rekev. If you have a spoonful of this dust, of the mace, metama b'maser oil. There's only tumas maser be carried, or tumas oil. But if you ain't metama b'mago, there's no tumas mago. Why? V'heichin magoi, imachas yeye. Because there's no tumas mago. Why? Because when you touch it, you don't touch the whole thing. Like it's dust. Each particle is a piece by itself. So you're not touching the whole handful. You're only touching the out part of the outside of it. By regular kizayis of a mace, it's one piece. So when you touch that one piece, it's called you touch the kizayis of a mace. You have tumas maga. But over here, the dust, every piece is a piece by itself. And it's not possible to touch the whole kizayis of it. So therefore, there's no tumas maga. The heichon maga, where is there tumas maga? Yemachas mehem, that's esem kisera. Where is the tumas maga? The other two have tumas maga. There's by girl of a doifik and by etzim. There is a tumas maga. Now the next halacha, etzim kisur. We have a bone of a mace the size of a barley. Metama b'masa b'maga. It has tumas maga to be carried, or if you touch it. But if you ain't metama b'yel. There's no tumas oil, but yetzim kisera. That's the halacha. That's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. The maga mas is slave loy oil. It's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. Veichin oloy. Where do we have tumas oil? Yemachas mehem with the other ones. With the other two, have one of them is oil. Now goyim ubedoyfik. What tumas does that have? The sideboards and the top board of the coffin. That's what Rashi learns. Tintoyes learns it means the matzeva on top. But Rashi learns it means the coffin itself. So it's metama b'maga b'yoil, if you touch it, or if you're in the same oil. But if you ain't metama b'masa, there's no tumas masa over here. Rashi says, he's not sure, Rashi says, if it's lawful, Moshe Mitzrayim, it's good. Ha'yachm Sukkah, Rashi says, he's not sure, how do you know this? To say there's no tumas masa by Gola B'dayfik. That's what it says here. There's no tumas masa by Gola B'dayfik. Ve'echad maso, where is there a tumas masa? In echad mehem with the other two. Kids out of these three special halachas, each one of them is missing one of the three halachas of tumas mace. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, "Kul yis nevela v'kul yis asheretz." If you have this thigh bone from a behemoth that's nevela, or from a sheretz. So the Mishnah said a chiluk whether there's a hole inside the bone that you could touch the inside marrow, then there's a tumas maga and masa. And if it's sholem, if you can't touch it, then there's no tumas maga, no tumas masa. Tana Rabban wrote like this. The pasuk says, "V'nevelosoi v'loy b'kul yistuma." There's only a tumas nevela if you touch the nevela itself, and not if you touch the closed bone that you can't touch the inside. Yochel, I would have thought to say, "Afilu nikvi." If there's holes in the bone, also maybe still there's no tumah to it. Tamalunda. The pasuk says, "Hamageya yitma." That if you touch it, you do become tumah to this bone. So dashing like this, es she'efsha liga tumah. If there is even a small hole in this bone that you could even put a hair inside it, so it's possible for you to have your body touch it, then your tummy just by touching the bone itself. But the sheyef sheligar, but it's not possible at all to touch the marrow inside. Notice here, the bone of a nevela has no tumor. By nevela, it has to be bosar hanevela. So it's only the marrow inside that's called bosar. So if it's yef sheligar, if the bone is complete that you can't get inside to the marrow, so then Torah, then there's no tumas maga, then there's no tumas masa. Omer le'Reb Zera Labayis. Reb Zera said back to Rabbaya, Ela Meyativ. So, Tehema bi'Oira le'Tetamei. When you have the skin around the animal, there should be no Tumrida, because the skin itself has no Tumma. It's only the boss, and he can't get to the boss Rida. So it shouldn't be Tamei. Rashi's calls the mashal Yoshua to Klal. If he didn't skin the animal yet, there should be no tumma. You can't touch the basar. Samara says, "Puk chazi, go out and look. Kama nekovim yesh bano. There are plenty of holes in the animal." Rashi says, "The mouth, the chaytim, the ears, the eyes. So it's possible to touch. The zinch is possible to touch, even though you touch now the outside. You also have a tumma." O malebra popular rovo elamayativ. So kul yo. The chalbo letetamo. The kidneys, clearly the kidneys, the chalbo has a fat all covered over it, letetamo. And also you shouldn't have a tumma of the kulya, you can't get to it. Samara says, no, tochazi, kamachutu nishachmemenu. There are a lot of strands that come out of it, a lot of fibers run through it. So if it's called, it has holes through it. Rashi's BMCU says, you ain't busted, that's called meat. Sakisti, you could touch the meat itself, therefore there could be, you'll have a tumma samaga. Boy, Rabbi Shavosh, you have to shout like this. Chisha volel lemaikva. You had in mind to make a hole in the bone. You had in mind to do it. But, volei nikva, you didn't get around to do it yet. Maho. Mechusa nikivuku mechusa maisadami. Since lemaisa, you didn't pierce the hole through the bone. So lemaisa, you can't touch the marrow inside, it has no tumma. Oi, maybe no, since you had in mind to pierce the hole through the bone, that alone is enough. So Gemara says, Poshto mechusa nekiva lavcha mechusa maizam. He was poshto nechnam. It is matama. As long as you had a mind to do it, even though you didn't do it yet, that's not considered like a mechusa maizadami. So it's still called as if there will be a tumas maga soon, and since there will come a tumas maga, nechnam even right now also will have a tumas maga. Now the Mishnah says, Beitzas hasheretz. The yeg that comes out from a sheretz, hamrum kemis, that it was something formed inside the yeg, hamrum kemis, means like there's a sheretz being formed inside it. Rashi says, yesh sheretz sumato beitzim, tzav yaltov chaymit. There are certain type of reptiles that they give off eggs. Hamrum kemis, Rashi says, shenol lebrefreyach. They're like a baby inside the egg. Started to form already inside. So loch is Torah. Right now, if you touch the egg, still you tore. Rashi says, while the fish yesh ligabo, it's not possible to touch the afroyach, the kid inside. Mikfo, let's see, you make a hole in the egg. Kol shu, no matter how small you make a hole, then tamei. Then yes, then by touching the egg, you become tamei. Rashi says, after pish le noga, elisha shayma matzia tumma. The shayma takes out the tumma. Well, since it's possible to touch it, the tumma comes out. Akvor shechetzi of bosa vechetzi of adoma. Let's say you have an akvor over here. You have, let's say, a mouse. Half of it is flesh, and half of it is earth. You have such a mouse like that. So hanageh bebosa tummy. If you touch the bosa, the flesh of it, your tummy. But adoma, if you touch just the earth of it, is tor. We have Yudah Rida says no. Yudah Emer af hanageh be adoma shekneged abosa tummy. If you touch the earth, that's the opposite size of the basar, that also is metamiyu. Rashi says, Yesh menak for shein the poor vrovela miyats menetzim, that was created from the dirt. Kashpa mshalos, and this has part of it, has dirt on it. That's the machlekes, if you touch the dirt part, do you become tummy or not? Tanakama says no, and the beauty says yes, even if you touch the yadoma on the opposite side of the flesh, you'll also become tummy. The Torah but one like this. The pasuk says, "Hatmeim, the unclean ones, vidashim l'rabbis beitis hasheretz." Comes to include even the egg of a sheretz, v'kuvius hasheretz. Whereas the bone, this we had before, the bone of the sheretz also has tumma. Yochla would have thought to say, "Afil l'rikma." Maybe any egg is tummy, even though there's no baby, there's nothing formed inside it. Tamla, the pasuk says, "No hasheretz." It says, "No hasheretz." That mas sheret shirakim has to be formed already. After beitzah sheret shirikim, only if there's a form, there's like an efroyach inside the egg. Yochlai would have thought to say, I feel lenikv, even though it's not pierced, there's no hole in the egg yet. Talmud Levin, the pasuk says, no, hanageh yitma. So vidash nefshef sheliga tomei. If it's possible to touch it, you do become tomei. The yes, sheyef sheliga, if it's not possible to touch it, then tor, then you remain tor. Now the kamani kibosa, how much of a hole do you have to make inside this egg to say it's possible to come tomei? Kuchut hasara, no matter how small it is. Why? Shev shaliga kuchut hasara. It's possible to take one of your hairs and put your hairs in there and touch it, and that will be metame you. Since it's possible for you to touch it, now it has tum even just touching the outside of the egg. Now it says the Mishnah Chiddush here, akpor shechet, you have this mouse. The half is dirt, the half is flesh. Omer Yishur Belevi, vu shehishritz apnei kulay. It has to be though that it was mashritz. The whole length of it was developed already. The whole length of this mouth has to be formed already. Shishritz as pnei kulay. And Iki Demaskel, some learn this as Seifa. We have Yuduayna Afon Ageya Badamif, you touch the dirt. Shekneged Bosa, Tomei. On this, I'm Meshua Ben Levi, Vu Shishritz al Pnei Kulay. It has to be like the whole Sheritz was formed already. Not the Pshat is now, it's in the middle of being formed. Like it's being formed, half the flesh was made, and the other half is the dirt, but it wasn't formed yet into flesh. That's no, that wouldn't be Tomei. We're talking about the whole form was done already. But it stays this way, so that if you touch the other side, the dirt, you become Tomei. Now, man the masl reish, the one learned this in the reish, the koshke for sure in the sefer. But man the masl la sefer, then the sefer where you're touching the dirt, there you're only tummy if the whole thing was formed. Our reish at the beginning, after God la hishrus, could even though it wasn't formed completely yet, so what? But the mice, if you touch the basa part, that is basa of a sheretz, and that would be metamiyu. It's only when you touch the adama part, that has to be completely formed. But if you touch the flesh part, then.